You know, you keep asking me to put all these series wins into perspective over Texas and OU. It's as hard to put this one into perspective with our backs against the wall. You know, we talked about playing for the pride of the Mountaineers and the name on the front of the jersey. Our guys came out with a little bit of fight in them today, and I think that showed.
Seemed inspired, the move to put Boyd back atop the lineup, and I mean, he seemed, obviously it's a place he's comfortable, and that was huge, the fact that he got on and scored those first two runs.
Yeah, you know, we kind of go however Bobby Boyd goes. You know, if he shows up to play and is aggressive and running and doing his deal, then the team responds to that. So it'll be good to see him at the top from here on out.
And talk about the game Jacob Rice has. I mean, in front of family and friends, he drives in the first two runs. I believe he ended up with a couple of hits, and he makes that diving catch out there. That was quite a performance by Jake.
Yeah, you know, thinking about flying his family into all the games from here on out, you know. But, you know, when you're playing in front of family and friends like that, you play a little harder, you know, run a little faster. And he did that. You could tell that he had a little bit of extra zip in his step this weekend.
What did you see from T-Zack that hadn't been there?
You know, strikes for the most part. You know, last time out, he threw two innings and walked four guys. And today he had some fastball command. He was pitching away and he was pitching in, and he wasn't pitching in the middle of the plate until we got the three-run lead. And I told him to pitch in the middle of the plate because, you know, those runs, home runs weren't going to hurt us, solo shots at that point. So he did what I told him. He had command of his fastball, so we just let him keep on rolling.
And Frazier's home run goes out to left. Is there something that he's been doing, adjustment that he's been making to hit the ball to left, or is that just kind of the way it's worked out?
No, you know, keep talking to him about shortening up his swing and not getting so long to the ball. And if he shortens up his swing, he can wait a little bit longer until he starts his swing, and that makes him such a better hitter. And if he would just commit to that the rest of the way out, he could have a really good conference tournament.
Well, speaking of the conference tournament, that's next. At this point, we don't know who you play. You could finish as high as third, but it's here, it's arrived, and this should be a lot of fun this week, next week, actually.
Yeah, you know, I think we're in a position again where, you know, everybody looks at everybody else in the league and looks at the Mountaineers and say, well, man, I hope we get to play West Virginia kind of thing. So that's what makes us good when people overlook us. So hopefully all these teams, higher-seeded teams, will try and beat each other and not worry too much about the Mountaineers, and we can sneak up on some people.
All right, very good.